more accurate than most of the movies you see. You know, that's one thing about movies and television, TV programs. If they would make those stories more accurate, it would be fine. But to make them so misleading, why should a child go today and study history? And maybe today we'll say, study about the custom master. And then tonight see a TV movie. And it distorts all that he had learned today in his history class. So, how can you expect a child to ever accept the facts of what really happened? The book tells him this, the TV tells him that. But really and truly, what the TV shows him, he absorbed more easily than he will what he read in the book.
One thing,
or what he was taught in school.
That bothers me about television is that it seems to be such a handy thing that it's discouraging young children from reading.
That's
very
true.
Much.
That's true. He can tell you that the story is the television program rejected it, but yet again, he can't tell you the actual facts that he read in the history. And as I say this, there should be a law passed of any film shown on television or on the screen that it should be 95% accurate. If they can't keep it that way, then it shouldn't be made or shouldn't be shown. Because, as I say, it's so distorted. The things are confusing enough. Why confuse them more with history? If we can't keep our history straight and the facts straight, how can our kids think straight and how can the future generations think straight? They refer back to an old movie made 100 years ago and take their text from that instead of the actual history.
That's true.
Now, years ago, movies that were made, we'll say Northwest Passage and some of those movies, they were more accurate and tried to make that movie more accurately and more in detail than they do now. Today, they want to make them as quick as possible and throw them on the market to go get the money. But back then, you take those Cecil B. DeMille movies, older movies made years ago, they were pretty accurate. There were some mistakes. See, if you knew your history pretty well, that certain the history of that certain movie, a certain time, a certain year. But as a whole, you could pretty well pass a history text.
That's one thing I wanted to ask you about is the concept or the image of the Old West that we get nowadays from TV or some of these pulp Western paperbacks that people like to read. Is that pretty much glamorized?
It's more glamorized. There are very few actual facts. The only place you can get a concept of the actual West as it was is through history. The novels such as the old Saturday Western they used to have on the screen, Roger G. Hunter, but nothing was there in truth. And you actually study the facts. That's just like Billy the Kid, Jesse James, and those old outlaws in the Old West. But when you study their lives and the facts, the truth, and the history, and then compare those to the movies you've seen, well, it's very little comparison.
Were people like that really just common hoodlums?
Well, that's true. Maybe so. Maybe we'll say Jesse James. His people were originally from Kentucky, and then they migrated to Missouri. And he was from a good family of Kentuckians, a Woodson family. And his mother was a Woodson, and they were old pioneer Kentucky, settlers of Kentucky. Yet again, they migrated west, and circumstances of the Civil War, he